I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. It's election day in Syria, and Russia's playing referee. Russian officials are on the ground in Damascus observing and monitoring the highly controversial voting process. A senior officer claims Russia is looking out for the fate of Syria's Christians, and that's partly why they're involved. Russia's motives aren't clear, says Lindsay Vesey of the Venn Institute, but Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is likely to win, which means little will change for Christians. Will you add him to your prayer list?
Pray for the protection of Christians and that they will be able to persevere.
We turn next to Mozambique, where an Audio Scripture Ministries team is racing against the clock. They spent the last few weeks recording the Takwane New Testament. Now they're finalizing the editing process and loading it onto digital players before June 30th. Less than 2% of the Takwane people group follows Christ. Church planning efforts are increasing, and the upcoming audio Bible distribution will support that. Our website has the details on ways you can help as well. And the reality for Native America is high suicide, alcoholism, and abuse rates. Only 5% of the population follow Christ. Ron Hutchcraft Ministries' program, On Eagle's Wings, is getting kids involved in prayer and awareness through missions kits for children. It shares prayer requests and background of the situation in Native America.
So I think children really connect with it, and it gives a chance for parents and Sunday school teachers and church leaders to open up these kids' world to see beyond kind of the borders that they normally see.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to read 100 real-life mission stories and grow stronger in your faith at the same time? Get your free copy of Voices in the Wilderness from Advancing Native Missions. Go through it by yourself or with your family. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the book link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.